Shvias Perek Tes Mishnaches 9:8. We've referenced this Mishnah a number of times before. This is the Mishnah which sets forth the obligation for Biur. It's quite typical that the Mishnah saves till the end of the topic to lay down the basic mission of the topic. So here we've got the basic Mishnah talking about Biur. And here we see that Machlokos is between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda about after Biur, which we'll understand to be being Mafkir, rendering ownerless, who is entitled to collect those abandoned produce. So the Mishnah says, Misha Hayalo Peros Shvias. If a person has Shemitah produce, they Gia Shasa Biur, and they reach the time for Biur. That is to say, as we explained many times before, this particular type of produce is no longer available in the fields for the animals to forage upon. And since the Mishnah, the Pasuk said that the food of Shemitah will be for you and also for the Chayos and Behemos, when they're no longer available for the animals, it's no longer available for you. And that being the point, at that point, the Mishnah says, Mechalek Mazon Shalosh Sudos L'Kol Echad V'Echad, you're allowed to apportion 3 meals worth of this produce to anybody and everybody, your household members, your neighbors, your friends, and whatever's left after that must be taken out of your house and, according to most Rishonim, decreed ownerless. The Mishnah, however, doesn't say that explicitly. It doesn't mention what to do with it. It just says give a portion of 3 mazon shalosh sudos, enough food for 3 meals to each and everybody, l'kol echad ve'echad. It doesn't say what to do next, but what to do next is take it out of your house and declare it ownerless. And a person actually would say, Achenu beis Yisrael, my brothers, my fellow Jews, Misha tzarach litol yitol, whoever needs to take, come and take. So he's mafkrit. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first shita, the din is, Va'aniyim ochlin achar biur avalo ashirim. Only poor people may consume this produce after the biur deadline, but not ashirim, not wealthy people. Div Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that based on a pasuk, the pasuk in Shmos Chaf Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Bahashvias tishmetenu neshtashta, your Shemitah produce, the Shemitah year, you will leave the produce and abandon it. Va'achl evyone amecha, and it will be eaten by the poor of your nation. So Rabbi Yehuda understands that only the poor are entitled to the produce after beer. That's what the pasuk is coming to say. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and Rabbi Yossi omer, echa aniyim ve'echad ashirim ochlin achara biur. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the rich and poor alike may take this produce. When we say that it was hefker, ownerless, and available for the poor, it means the poor who can take it, but that doesn't come to exclude the rich who could take it as well. So in practice, what that would mean, and that's what it actually looks like in Eretz Yisrael today, come the time for, let's say a person has a case of Shemitah wine, and he now is informed that the deadline for beer has arrived. He will take that case of Shemitah wine, bring it outside of his house. He has to take it with 3 other people, and then you have a group, and he will announce in front of the 3, this wine is ownerless. He'll say, Achenu beis Yisrael, misha tzarach litol yitol. And then the owner himself, if he so wishes, can just pick it up. Even if he knew ahead of time that the 3 people who he took with him will not be claiming it from him, he can then reclaim it himself and take it back into his house. So it becomes just a formality, and that's how it's done today. And that's the halacha like Rabbi Yossi, that anyone can take it. Interestingly, the Ramban at least learns that what ani and ashir, poor and rich, mean in the context of these halachas in Rabbi Yehuda's world is the person who originally owned it is the ashir, and anybody else is the ani. So be that as it may, the halachas like Rabbi Yossi, so a person must be mafkrit, but he can reclaim it, or so could anybody else, rich and poor alike. Worth noting, the Rambam codifies that biur requires not just being mafkir, making ownerless, but actually destroying, burning the produce. The reason why the Rambam has that, however, as his halacha, is because he had a different girsa on the Mishnah. According to the Rambam, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi's words are not, as our Mishnah says, that Rabbi Yossi omer echad aniyim ve'echad ashirim ochlin achra biur. Rich and poor alike may eat after biur. The Mishnayos that the Rambam had in front of him said, "Echad aniyim ve'echad ashirim ein ochlin achra biur." They may not. Rich and poor alike may not eat from the produce after the time of biur. And that being the case, the Rambam paskins it must be destroyed proper by burning. However, the halacha is not like the Rambam, and the common practice is not like the Rambam. People are simply mafkir, and then in many cases simply as a formality, they render it ownerless and then reclaim it and take it back home for themselves.